Hello, my name is Martin Dance, and this is the Tenerife Vibe.
Drums lies the essence of the blues. His fingers dance effortlessly across the frets, weaving tales of sorrow, joy, and everything in between. Allow me to introduce you to a true legend of the blues. Here he is, Graham Smith. How did you get into music?
How did I get into music? Well, I think I was 13, 14.
Yeah.
And I wasn't particularly into music. My dad played a bit of guitar, bit of fiddle, bit of ukulele.
Wow.
Just for a sing-song. You know, nothing fancy, but it always made him smile. So I associated music with a good time, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But that was it. Sang in a choir because they gave you pocket money.
Of course, yeah.
But nothing much. And then at the secondary school, there was all this fuss about pop music starting up. People loved the Shadows and everything. And then something new started happening, and suddenly somebody told me, you know that there's this package tour of all these groups and singers coming, and they're going to be at the local Odeon cinema.
Oh, like a four-band package?
Oh, it was about eight.
Oh, was it about eight?
Oh, it was absolutely, everyone did 20 minutes. It was back in those days.
It's almost a festival.
Almost, yeah. Like all condensed and compressed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. Lots of variety.
Fantastic.
And so I got tickets because I thought it must be important because that's all anyone's talking about. And I went in, and the world was in black and white, and the top of Bill was the Beatles.
Wow.
And I came out, and the world was in colour, and I knew what I wanted to do.
That was
and
it.
That's what I've been doing. It's not the only thing.
It's like Moses coming down from the mountain. It's like, look what I found.
That's right. Oh, look at these tablets. Better not take two.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So did you learn any other instruments apart from guitar?
Well, when I started off, I was the singer and harmonica player.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be Mick Jagger. I started off, I heard Love Me Do, and I thought, harmonica, I love that sound. Mm-hmm. And I bought a harmonica and started practicing and fumbled my way through it until I could play passably, you know. And there I was singing in the local Winter Gardens Pavilion and the local Pontins Holiday Camp, doing covers and some of this blues stuff that these Rolling Stone people were introducing. And I just loved it. And I started to dig around and I bought, I think the first blues record I bought was Big Bill Brunsey album.
Wow,
I just loved it, acoustic blues. Yeah. And then I bought a single by John Lee Hooker called Dimples.
Okay.
And it just blew my head off. I couldn't believe how great it made me feel. And I was stuck in Chicago blues. I just loved it.
That sounds fantastic.
And so we did a bunch of that sort of stuff. And you know, the popular hits at the moment that were more on the blues side.
Mm.
And the band was called The Blue Crew.
Wow.
And we did that for a couple of years. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's how I got into it. When I went to college, I missed it so much that I bought a guitar.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're at college, there's loads of people who can show you a chord or two and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
House of the Rising Sun.
No, that was advanced.
Oh, wow.
I was on E.
You learned both chords.
Both chords, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
But, you know, one thing leads to another. And what I found was music's got such a pull for me.
Mm.
Somebody once said to me, you don't decide to be a musician. You finally give up and accept that's what you are. Because if you are, it's a feeling.
That's it.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's a passion.
Even drummers.
Yeah, and drummers as well as musicians. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, drummers. Can't pull those old jokes on you.
Yeah, yeah. So who would you say your favourite musician is?
I don't think I've got one.
Okay,
there's so many great players. And you know, with the YouTube stuff that's available now, you keep coming across people you've never heard of, blow you away with how good they are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like there's a chart and there's a number one anymore. There's good at what? Like, I love Ry Cooder. He doesn't play saxophone. You know what I mean? It's so many different people. But the main thing I love is songs and songwriting. That's what I like the most. And that's what I like to do the most too.
What's your proudest achievement as a musician?
Proudest achievement as a musician? I don't know. Some of these sessions, I fell into session work through pure luck. when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And so I got to play with some spectacularly good musicians. And I mean, one of them was being invited to play with, I'd just done a session for a guy called Gary Brooker.
Okay.
And Gary Brooker was the guy who sang Whiter Shade of Pale. He was keyboards and vocals in Procol Harum.
Okay.
And it was his first solo album.
Wow.
Brilliant session with George Martin producing. I mean, yeah. God, talk about worship, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I practically went in on all fours, you know. Yeah. Where are your boots? I'll lick them there, wow. You know. Such a great producer and a lovely guy to work with.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Calm and wow. Focused, you know. And it went well. And I got a call from him saying, won't you come along? We've got a sort of scratch blues band playing.
Okay.
So, you know, interested? I said, yeah, I'd love to. Mm-hmm. Where is it? He told me where it was. Mm-hmm. Said, who's playing? He said, well, on guitar, we got Eric. Okay. I said, Eric. He said, yeah, Eric. And all the other guys were, you know, equally wonderful musicians.
Of course, yeah.
But Eric, of course, still is a huge star. And there's a reason for that. He's that good.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is that good. So we did that a couple of times. So that was lovely. And, it was just so easy. When you're working with people who are really good, they make it easy.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So would you say he was a nice guy?
I liked him.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't claim to be mates. You know,
I've
met him on two occasions, chatted a little bit and everything.
Wow.
But he was affable and friendly.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what would you say your creative process is when you're making your own music, your own songs?
Oh, well, I mean, there's noodling, usually with a guitar, but it could be harmonica. I'm just noodling and I suddenly think, what was that I just did? I'll see if I can do it again. Yeah, you're looking for the thing you want to do again.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear it again. You may be in business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the lyrics because,
yeah,
as I say, songs are something I love. So... sometimes a phrase will come to mind and you think, oh yeah. And then the next thing to say comes to mind. You think, where's that pen? And, you know, it might come to, I've got a big file of unfinished songs, you know, ideas and everything. And the stupid thing is I never go back to it. I'm always doing the next one.
That could be an album.
Could be. You never know.
You're holding back, Graham. You're holding back.
Yeah. I'm saving the best till last. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I hope I get my timing right.
So what about your, you've performed in America?
Yeah, I spent quite a lot of time over there in the 80s,
okay,
in
sure.
Los Angeles mainly, and the Santa Barbara area for a couple of years.
I don't really know that bit.
Well, it's you know, it's California, Southern California, Los Angeles is the big city, Northern California, San Francisco is the big city, and in between there's what they call the Central Coast and Santa Barbara. Although it's much smaller,
okay,
and very,
sure.
very pretty, very nice city, is in the middle, and we were living in that area.
And who did you play with in America?
My late wife, Daphne Nan Collis, who was a singer, and we wrote a lot of songs together. And we had bands with various players, and you get some very good players in America. They do the work, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I was in a band with... still my favorite rock and roll and blues piano player ever, a guy called Nicky Hopkins. You ever come across him?
No.
Okay. You know the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street? Around that period?
Okay, sure.
You know, like it was around the Gimme Shelter and around that period. Yeah. He's the piano player.
Wow, okay,
The Beatles' Revolution?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's the piano player. You know, he was... one year he turned down offers of membership in The Who, The Jefferson Airplane, and somebody, he told me, somebody else. He said, oh, it's too much like routine, isn't it?
It's too much like hard work.
Yeah.
Well, now, what an opportunity.
Lovely, lovely guy, just a great guy. And there was Mick Wilshire from the New Vaudeville Band.
Yeah.
Who was a strong blues singer.
Yeah.
Because New Vaudeville Band did pop stuff. But
yeah.
He had a good blues background and guitar player and singer.
Wow.
And Robin Lamble from Al Stewart's band.
Mm-hmm.
Al Stewart's an old mate, and I played on a few of his albums.
Yeah.
We hooked up because he lived over there. I think he still does live in America now.
Okay, sure.
And so we hung out a bit and
got
friendly with some of his band. Chrissia Christian.
I don't know.
Sometimes called Chrissia Kujen, who was the singer in the thing called the Natural Acoustic Band. Okay. And there's all these connections, and yeah, one of their members was a guy called Tom Hoy, and I knew Tom Hoy when I was in a band called Magna Carta years ago. And, you know, I mean, it crisscrosses.
Of course it does, yeah.
Like any field, you see some of the same faces.
So onto that note, if you could create any, like a fantasy football squad, you choose the best players that you think you want to be with, what would your ultimate fantasy band be, and who would be in it?
Well, I've got to be careful here, because a lot of the people that, you know, are close to my heart and everything are dead.
Right. Well, you can have anybody.
And I don't want, it's one of these careful what you wish for.
Yeah. You know? Oh, you bring them back.
I can bring them back. I don't have to go to meet them. No, this is the thing. I want to get me terms and conditions sorted out. You know? see us shuffling along.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. I think that really my favourite drummer, I've worked with some wonderful drummers, Dave Mattox, Henry Spinetti, just wonderful, wonderful drummers. But I think Charlie Watts.
Wow.
He's exquisite. He's so subtle and tasteful.
Yeah.
And he rocks like a bitch with hardly any effort. Orthodox grip, just tapping the stick.
Yeah.
You know, so the back of his hand's facing down.
Yeah.
He's a jazz drummer. He loved bebop and all that stuff. He would be absolutely great. For bass, well, there's a guy still with us who I think is magnificent called Nathan East.
Mm-hmm.
I've got his signature model bass hanging on the wall over there. He just gets the most wonderful tone, and he's absolutely tasteful and intelligent in the way he plays. And he's played with, you know, jazz fusion and all that stuff. And he's played with Clapton and, you know, he can cover a lot of bases, always musical. Wow. Just wonderful.
That sounds fantastic.
Because rhythm section's the point, see. As Duke Ellington said, you can have brilliant musicians with a mediocre drummer and you have a mediocre band.
Mm-hmm.
You can have mediocre drummers with a brilliant drummer. You can have a brilliant band. The drummer is the key.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
With Charlie Watts, whoever else is playing, you've got a brilliant band.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So would you have anyone on rhythm? excuse me.
On rhythm guitar, please, sir, can I have a go?
Yeah.
I'd like to do, because I play harmonica on a harness.
Of course, yeah.
And I'd like to play rhythm guitar, at which I'm competent, and harmonica on a harness.
Yeah, I thought that was a neck brace.
So I got smacked in the mouth too often.
Have you got any projects that you're working on in Tenerife?
Yeah. I mean, there's, just for fun, there's a band. We've already done one gig, which kind of a charity thing, you know. But it was great fun and went pretty well.
Mm.
And I'm playing with Rafa Munoz, who's a local guy originally from Barcelona, but has been living here for a long time, who's a lovely bass player.
Yeah.
In fact, if Nathan's not available, I'd ask Rafa.
Fantastic. You know? Yeah.
Wonderful. And a guy called Chapo on the drums. And Chapo is an amazing jazz guitarist. He's only been playing drums for a couple of years, but he's, you know, really, he's got a very original approach and great feel.
Yeah.
And a guitar player called Nikolai Planck, who's the great-great-grandson of Max Planck.
Okay.
You know, the great physicist.
Oh, the mathematician guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Planck's law?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And
he's not a scaffolder?
No, strangely enough.
Okay.
And he plays lead guitar and blues and does some singing too.
Wow.
A guy called Hendrik Ragermann.
Okay, cool.
Who's obviously also German, like me. Yeah. And he plays all the saxes and flute. Yeah. And we had a fine old time. We only had two rehearsals. We put together three sets. Very rough. I say put together. Cobbled is the expression. But they're good guys, and we made it work. It was good fun, people dancing, having a nice time.
So if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
They should contact you.
So usual socials, social media, Facebook or?
Yeah, I guess.
That's probably the easiest one, yeah. How would people get to hear your music?
Go to SoundCloud, and if you just Google SoundCloud, Graham Smith, Two Fingers, which sounds rude, but it's the name of a song. Okay, and that'll open up the page, and if you poke around on it, you can find there's about 15 songs on there or something. I keep adding them every so often.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Okay, well, thanks for that. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Mm-hmm. And thanks for taking the time out of your day to have this little chat.